From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British voters are heading to the polls for what's been called the most important vote in a generation, whether the United Kingdom should remain in or leave the European Union. Wednesday was the last day of campaigning. Prime Minister David Cameron urged voters to cast ballots to stay.
There is no going back. If we leave the European Union, we can only rejoin if we wanted to rejoin and join for the first time the euro, the Schengen no borders system, and give up the British rebate. That would never happen. So this vote, if we leave, is irreversible.
Former London Mayor Boris Johnson, among the Leave campaigners, said voting to stay in the EU would be like being locked in the back of a car going the wrong direction with no hope of changing.
This is the last chance I think our country has to take back control of obviously a lot of money, which is important, of our immigration system, which is also important, but basically of our democracy.
Election analysts say turnout will be crucial for both sides. More than 46 million people are registered to vote. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, opposition presidential candidate Moise Katumbi was sentenced in Kinshasa in absentia to 3 years in prison and fined $1 million Wednesday after being convicted of selling a house that he did not own. Katumbi, who is currently receiving medical attention in Europe, has denied the charge. He also said a separate charge that he hired mercenaries in a plot against the state is also aimed at derailing his bid to unseat President Joseph Kabila in elections expected November. A government spokesman denied any political motive behind the charges. The sentence effectively makes Katumbi ineligible to stand for public office. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is quoted by official media Thursday as saying Wednesday's tests of medium-range ballistic missiles means his country possesses the sure capability of attacking U.S. interests in the Pacific. While the first missile launch was deemed a failure, the second reached an altitude of some 1,000 kilometers and a distance of 400 kilometers before falling into the Sea of Japan. The U.N. Security Council, which forbids such tests, met late Wednesday in emergency session. Farhan Haq, a spokesman for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, earlier denounced the firings as a brazen and irresponsible act.
This is a deliberate and grave violation of its international obligations. The continued pursuit by the DPRK of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles will only undermine its security and fail to improve the lives of its citizens.
A White House spokesman said the U.S. strongly condemns what he called the North's provocative actions, saying Washington will work with its allies in other countries like Russia and China on what pressure can be applied. Meanwhile, India launched no fewer than 20 satellites in a single mission Wednesday. 17 were foreign commercial satellites. Space analysts say the event will bring more attention to the satellite launching capability of India's low-cost program. Presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump Wednesday unleashed a scathing attack on his likely Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, saying she may be the most corrupt person to ever seek the White House.
The other candidate in this race has spent her entire life making money for special interests, and I will tell you, she's made plenty of money for them, and she's been taking plenty of money out for herself. Hillary Clinton has perfected the politics of personal profit and even theft. She ran the State Department like her own personal hedge fund, doing favors for oppressive regimes and many others, and really many, many others, in exchange for cash.
In turn, Clinton referred to Trump as the king of debt, saying his policies would be disastrous for the U.S. economy. She said Trump is launching personal attacks because he has no answers on substance. Somalia has killed at least 8 suspected al-Shabaab militants and recovered weapons and munitions. An army spokesman told VOA the Wednesday operation took place near the town of Masagawa in the central part of the country. The experimental Solar Impulse 2 aircraft Thursday completed one of its longest journeys, landing in Seville, Spain from New York, in its bid to be the first sun-powered aircraft to traverse the globe. The 15th leg of the journey took some 70 hours. One of the last surviving crew members of the so-called Doolittle Raiders has died. Retired Staff Sergeant David Jonathan Thatcher passed away Wednesday at a Montana hospital at age 94. Thatcher was one of 80 airmen who took part in the April 18, 1942 raid on Tokyo that stunned Japan and boosted sagging U.S. morale. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.